You're listening to old school and classic R&B at its best on The Love Zone with Maurice the Voice Watts and DJ Howie D on 90.3 FM WHCR New York.
Wait is over. The legends are in the building. Ladies and gentlemen, Black Ivory is in the Love Zone. What's up, fellas?
What's up, Maurice?
Hey, Maurice.
No, when he said the wait is over, I was like, who is that?
Man, Leroy is crazy. We got Stuart, Leroy, and Russell up in the house, along with our special surprise guest, stand-in member for Black Ivory, whenever one of them was out.
That's right. That's the fourth one.
Yeah. I'm the fourth member.
Ken Murph, yeah. Classic soul.
I just show up for photos. I don't sing.
Yeah. What's going on, guys? How y'all been, man?
Oh, God is good. We all right.
Yeah.
We right. Great.
Yes,
that's
yes,
good.
Absolutely.
That's good, man. You always look good, man. I mean, 40, what I saw this year, 46 years together?
Celebrating 45 years.
45.
Is it 45?
Like 45,
yeah. It'll be 46 tomorrow. I'll leave it to them.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Me
okay.
Specifically.
No, we first got together in the summer of 69.
So. Okay. So,
What's 69 or 68?
Y'all getting 69. Younger okay. By the day. Younger and younger.
We're getting our
well, thank you very
straight.
Much.
We're getting our story straight. So.
We appreciate that.
I notice y'all all have three different stories all the time.
Yeah,
but I know
that's what keeps it interesting.
Yeah.
Well, I think nobody believes Leroy's. Whatever he said, we just don't.
That's why I keep talking, and you know, somebody will hear something.
Welcome to the zone, man. It's always good to have you guys up in here.
It's always good to be invited.
Well, hey, y'all know where the door is. The door's always open.
Where's Howie?
Anytime. Howie's off tonight. You know, sometime He does the show the whole 4 hours. Sometimes I do it, but
he's touching me.
Yeah, he's touching.
You need to lean back.
We're gonna bring you down a little. How about
usually,
right?
Usually you're the loud one, so it's my turn.
Yeah, I'm being very restrained. And
okay, you're good.
Subdued tonight.
Yeah, let's look at the levels. We got good
I
levels.
I even use the word subdued. So.
Well, we're gonna ask the listeners in the chat room. How do they sound, y'all? Type it up in the chat room. They're in the Love Zone chat room on camera.
Hi, everybody in the chat room. Glasses on now.
We're gonna let Murph be doing the typing since he's near the keyboard. But you ain't got to type. We're talking. Why type?
Yeah, there's that new thing.
Oh man, what have you guys been up to? What's going on? I mean, first of all, how's the new CD coming along?
Your guess is as good as ours.
Well, okay. we're actually not having started a CD, but we're discussing dropping a single.
Okay, a single. Okay.
Yeah, working on
well,
that.
Then, you know what? It sounds so new to me every time I play it. I'm really talking about the previous one, though.
He's talking about Continuum.
Yeah, he's talking about Continuum.
He's not talking about what's in the works for 2015.
That's next year, guys. Yeah, we want to talk about the one that's at Voice Distribution, everyone loves, and that
there's
those
people
that
on that thing.
Yes, they are. They are all around the world.
People.
Wave at the camera right there.
Hi,
they're looking
hi,
at
y'all.
See, how they're looking.
Oh, they wave back like this. Oh, that's so nice of
you guys are in their living rooms and in their bedrooms.
That's cool.
It's enough of y'all to go around. That's like indeed. Continuum, though. How's it coming along? How did that project work out for you guys?
Well, everybody loved it. Yeah. You know, we haven't gotten any commercial airplay, but thanks to radio stations like this one and your show and Ken Murph's and everything, and things like YouTube and Facebook, you know, a lot of people have been exposed to it. Right. We have our own radio station on Radio Airplay, Django.
Cool.
So people can tune into that anytime.
So how do they find you on there? Would they just search for Black Ivory as the station?
Yes, exactly.
So what is it on Radio Tango?
It's Django.
Django. Make sure they know, because I'll say it wrong.
Is it Django with a D?
No. It's J-A-N-G-O.
Jamie Foxx.
I was thinking the same thing. I didn't want to say that.
And we highlight cuts from the Continuum CD on there, something different each week, you know, and in addition to people can go on and take a listen to all of our classic stuff as well.
Okay, so it's a Black Ivory station with just pure Black Ivory music all the time? So they can just overdose in Black
Ivory?
Well,
no, actually, the way Django works is that you affiliate yourself with artists that you believe are like your music.
Okay.
Sort of like
Pandora, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So
they messed me up one time. I thought I was going to have a loop event. They said, you want to loop the station? I said, yeah. And all of a sudden I heard everything, then one loop that came in, then everything else. I was like, I want just Lula.
No, they.
Right. You choose the artist that you know, that your music is most like. And what something Django's done over the past 4 or 5 months is, you can do it on a song basis now. Before, you know, if you had as an artist, you would affiliate yourself with a set number of artists. But now, that's problematic because, you know, if you have an artist that puts out diverse styles of music on one album, then the artist that they choose can be kind of crazy. So
you can set
it up for each song now. So if the song is like Earth, Wind & Fire or if it's like Luther Vandross, you can target it specifically to that audience.
Okay.
And when fans of those artists are listening to that artist, when they choose to listen to that radio station, your stuff gets included in there also.
Oh, that's sweet. That's cool. Sweet.
I didn't know that.
Is it a 24-hour station? Or
it's 24. It's internet. It's almost basically streaming.
You know what? Back in the days on lovezone247.com, we used to have artists certain days. We had Manhattan Mondays, Temptation Tuesdays, Whispers Wednesdays, and there's no week with B in it, so I'm going to have to just go. Like, I'm thinking about something here, though, for 2015, you know, because we did it and we asked the artists to support the station. I mean, it was like $5 a month to help, you know, and the donations come back into WHCR and all that. So we had some groups that had like 5 members. They was like, oh, we can do that. That's only $1 a piece, you know. So I was like, all right, definitely. So we gave them their day and. Boy, we ain't seen that $5 yet.
All right, well, we got our $3.
You got your $3. But because you guys, and amazing even to me, I didn't know how much music you guys had out there, man. And you guys have a collection that is just unbelievable. So we have enough that I think we can do like Black Ivory Wednesdays, or which day y'all think would be the best day for your music on?
I don't know. We don't want to take the Temptations.
Y'all ain't taking nobody because all of them are off already.
Yeah. What night? What night do you have Friday the most night. Friday listeners? Night,
well, what it is, it's 24 hours. It's, okay, let me tell you, it's 24 hours of nothing but your music.
And what nights are the most listeners?
Friday nights.
That's the night.
We like Friday, thank you. But Friday, please.
Friday is already taken, though. So.
Oh, jeez.
Damn. What group is that name? What group starts with an F?
Oh, man. Oh, man. But we're going to, I think that'll be a nice project. Put that together and give them.
Well, if you use all of our music and all of Leroy's music. Now.
Yeah, together, Leroy.
That we've worked on.
How many?
Seven.
Well,
seven
if he uses the stuff that you
including
you
your stuff?
Oh, please, don't even bring my stuff into it.
Because
there's a lot of...
You need 36 hours then.
Yeah. We have to increase the day. But,
and Russell has some of his own stuff.
Yeah, Russell has...
Wait.
Russell has...
You got some projects, man?
Single
releases.
Any ballads?
Solo releases.
No, they would dance stuff. Well, that's what Leroy's stuff. Leroy's stuff is dance stuff.
Hey, I know. But
you remember when you used to dance?
I just
back
want people to record some stuff for the Love Zone, man. I want some ballads. You know, listeners, y'all want ballads, right? Scream in the chat. Y'all want ballads? Ballads? Wave your hands if you want ballads, right? Yeah, see? They want ballads.
That will definitely be something for the lovers and the upcoming project.
In the 2015 project?
Absolutely. Yeah, okay. Certainly, yeah. We've got a couple of joints that we're working on. That are pretty cool.
Well, I tell you what, I'm gonna let Murph cue up a track from the new single that's over there in iTunes, and he's my assistant DJ because Howie D is off today, so we're gonna let him. We're gonna go with Lucky tonight. It should be right up on
It's highlighted.
Just double click on it. Yep. Something for the grown and sexy, y'all. We'll be right back. It's Black Ivory. Big Murph, they're in the Love Zone, y'all.
Touch that body. Girl, I'm going to do you what you want me to. We hit the dance floor with a vengeance, winding and grinding. I held up by your waistline, she didn't mind. Then our eyes met, and she told me how she got wet when she dances. At that point, I was liking my chances. Then what I was waiting for was about to go down. The DJ holding it down was slowing it down. We slow danced for the rest of the night. And if I play my cards right, yeah, I'm getting lucky tonight. Hey, I got the feeling I'm getting lucky. Got the feeling gonna get lucky tonight. I'm getting lucky tonight. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Got that feeling I'm getting lucky. Got the feeling gonna get lucky tonight. I'm getting lucky tonight. Hey, yeah,
that feeling somebody's gonna get lucky tonight. Oh my goodness, that's from the new CD Continuum.
Yeah, you know, like
that,
yeah,
track right there, that's a funky track, man. Murph, pause up the music over there. That's a funky track, and what I like about it is when your guys do it live, it's like you come out the ballots and then Cool R comes up to the mic and just drop off into it. And I mean, it's a compliment to you guys, because for a group 46 years in the industry to come out with a new CD in this day and time and with material that still fits the genre of today, the age of today, the generations, and I'm watching them bopping and moving, and then it's even taking the old school listeners and fans of yours back, and they just party, and I'm like, that works.
Well, it's important to be you know, what they call relevant. All right, and you know, even though we're a classic group and we've been around for a while, music evolves and, you know, always changes. So as a result, we need to change with it. Anybody who wants to be successful needs to change with it, and that's something that, you know, is important to us to do.
And in particular, with that cut is, that's Russell not only led on it, but he's one of the co-writers and co-producers of it. And Russell's ear, in particular, and the direction that he always tries to keep us going, is to, you know, stay relevant with today's music as well. You know, he's probably followed.
I'll give some hand to Russ.
Yeah,
keeping you up to date.
No, he's probably kept up with current trends in music and current music a little bit, and watching more closely than Leroy and I have. You know, or at least he has. You know, it's his desire, I think. You know, I'll let you speak on that. This is desire, I think.
Well, talk to us, Russ. Tell us about
it. Cutting his eyes. You should see him cutting his eyes.
Who I'm cutting my eyes?
Cutting his eyes.
Let me speak for myself.
Like Marie said, Leeway's, what's it, selective truth? Hi.
What was that whole concept? Selective. What?
No, my thing is, I love the era we came from musically. And I think that, you know, classic soul is, for me in my life, has always been inspirational music.
Amen.
But I also like to listen to what's out now. And I actually like a lot of the things that's out now. A lot of people, you know, I speak to who are in our age group, they're like, oh, no, I'm not listening to none of that. And I get in my car and I listen to, like, classical music. I listen to, you know, that folk music that they have out now.
Okay.
And then people get in my car and they're like, why you don't have BLS on? Why you don't have HCR on? And I'm like, I love those, you know, that music, but I want to hear, you know, what the kids are doing.
Hey, you got
to
keep up.
Even though they're not dancing like we used to do. I'm upset about that. They don't know how to dance.
Nah. Yeah, that's something I wanted to put on my Facebook page. One of the things that I liked about our era, and when we were in our 30s,
right,
the spontaneous dancing thing, right? If you walking in the street and somebody had their boombox and you heard something, next thing you know, you dancing down the street.
It just makes you move.
Yeah.
You know, but it's like the younger generation today, the current 30s and 20s, they'll feel it. They feel it like we felt it, but they're just like, I'm not going to move.
They're separated. They're too far apart from it, you know. And it's like our music back in the days kept us together. You know, you dance with someone. Now she across the street and he dancing from over here. You know, it's like, what is this? You know, or
I mean, Or they're shaking their butt and you behind their butt, you know, shaking with them. But that ain't dancing.
Or are they too busy pulling their pants up?
That's, you need a room.
Oh, man. That's a whole nother can of worms right there.
When I see the guys walking down the street with the headphones in and they moving their head, and they're like reciting every sixth word of a rap.
Oh, yeah.
They seem to be feeling it to me.
It's crazy.
Yeah, so they feel it. They just feel it a little differently. Yeah. You know,
We used to come up with dance moves. Like every other month, somebody was coming out with, where'd you get that from? You know, they don't have that. I mean, which is, you know,
it's a lot of machoism going along, too. A lot of guys are not stopping and dancing like we did. We didn't care how we looked. We were just dancing. Right. Mm-hmm. We were just doing what we felt.
Like
we felt the music, and we showed it by the way we danced.
Yeah. Right? Exactly. I don't care what nobody, I can't dance. I don't care what they think.
I think that there's a mindset with today.
What you be doing in the summertime?
Don't be dancing. it be feeling the vibe, because that's what good music do.
There's a mindset, I think, Mo, that with the young men mostly, that, you know, I don't need to show people that I'm a dancer, because even if I'm feeling it, people don't need to see that from
because
me.
That's not
because
cool.
It's not cool. You know, I need to be cool. You know, even if I'm love, like, I want to dance.
Right. They don't know how to dance. Right. Forget it.
I'm the most uncool dancer in the world.
Well, you know, it's funny. It's like sometimes you ever go to an event and you're dancing, and then you don't think you're doing the right dance, so you watch somebody else do something, you're like, and you try to do it, and then you look like you're listening to a different song when you're dancing. I've done that, and I threw myself off beat so many times. I stopped doing it. I just do my dance now.
That's all. Just do you, you know.
I've seen your dance.
I do the Fred McMurray. I do the just 1-2 step. That's it.
And then after
my three sons, that's it.
After a minute, it turns into the Fred Flintstone.
Well, see, you've seen me dance then.
Y'all are too much, man. Too much. Well, I'm going to tell you, with the new project, I have to admit it, that when I heard you guys dropping an album out, and I was like, oh, man, I can't wait, because I was stuck in the old era. You know, I was stuck in the You and I, the Don't Turn Around sound, and I was really, really, really dying to hear the new
stuff.
So and then I had some listeners said the same thing, that they was looking for some. But you guys did something, and we discussed this the previous interview, that you took a part of each of you guys, dominated a part of this album.
Well,
this
each
project.
Of us are producers, and over the years we have all learned to produce, and we all have. We're individuals, even though we're in a group.
Right.
So we all have individual mindsets. And so when we came together to do Continuum, it just made sense for everybody to step into it with their own production vision, their own and their own ideas. And let's pull it together and work on that as a group, all right, without impeding each other's abilities to, you know, to do what, to have the record that they needed to have as a producer, or that we needed to have. And as a result, I think it results in a project that reflects the truth of who we are and what we do.
The individual talents is in there, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And even though it's obvious we didn't intentionally try to recreate the classic sounds, we didn't intentionally avoid it either. So what you got was really what just came out of our heart.
Right,
if it sounded anything like classic stuff, that was just because that's the way the music came out.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's fair to say that would be true for any future project as well. You may very well still see some that old classic flavor from us, but that's just because that's the way the music goes.
And it's also because we love it. We come from there.
Amen.
And it's an homage to that era, that sound, and not just what we've done, but what we've loved, the Delphonics and the Temptations and all of, you know, just so many great songs were written back then, so much great vibes were happening, and so we still love that stuff, and if we create a new song, you know, that may pop into our head, and we'll try to write along those lines, so we just following what we feel.
Well, I'm going to tell you something that you guys probably didn't know. So if you are working on a new one, I want y'all, I always wanted to do some ad-libs on your albums, man. I mean, I wanted to do an intro or something just smooth to set it off, just to something that would guarantee some Love Zone airplay. See, I know if I'm doing it, you know, then I know it's a ballad.
Right.
If I'm doing it, but definitely.
The remix.
I'll tell you, have a rich voice, and
your voice is just it scares me sometimes.
Oh, please, thank you.
No, that wasn't a compliment. No, it would definitely be very, very cool, and we'll try to create something that has you where we can do a monologue or something like that.
Sounds good to me, man.
You know,
sounds good to me. Mentioning the classics, let's go back in time to one of the hits that we just can't live without on the Love Zone. Soon as my co-host, my guest DJ.
Yeah, he's looking at him.
He's trying to find his cursor.
That's double.
That says "Win in Love."
No, that's "Win in Love."
Yeah,
you and I. We're going to.
We're going to Don't Turn Around. Above it.
Play "Win in Love."
Go ahead, play "Win in Love." Play "Win in Love."
Play "Win in Love."
That's a ballad.
We've been doing this all our lives, so we know what we're doing.
We'll be right back. You can. He'll be better on classic1075.com. Trust me. Yeah.
You and me, we must be the only one. It is, they don't see, can't believe, our life is complete, 'cause I've only got to hear your voice, then chills run down my spine, no pretending like I have a choice. I'm glad you're mine. I'm glad you're mine.
We told them we would win at love.
Told them we would learn.
Yes, it's true.
Yeah.
And since then we've been true to love.
And since then we've been
true love.
The years have gone by as we work to raise our family. Sure, we laugh, sometimes cry. Our life is complete, 'cause I've only got to feel your touch when. Flames begin to rise. Never knew that I could love so much, but in your eyes, I see my life.
Yes, I do. We told them we would win at love.
We told them we would win at love.
Yes, it's true. Since then we've been true to love.
And since then we've been true to love.
Me and you.
Oh, oh, we told them that we'd win when we saw our love begin.
Yes, it's true.
Oh, from that day it's been new. All our dreams are coming true.
Stuart is smooth on this one, man. I mean, you slaying this one, Daddy-O. You know, and not the tenor, just What is that? First? What you doing here? That's first tenor, second tenor?
Natural baritone.
Natural baritone? Yeah, oh, man. All right. Well, hey, he doing it right there, man. Thank you. Congratulations on that cut there. That is a Love Zone favorite also off the new album. Those of you listening to the Love Zone, Black Ivory is in the house with us tonight, and this tracks that you've heard is none other than from there. And last recorded CD, and it's at voicedistributions.com or mauricewatts.com. You can get it there. We have some of them for you. And, hey, mentioning MauriceWatts.com, we have an event coming up here, and these guys are just up to no good.
There's stuff going on back in, and I don't want to talk about it.
Next song.
You know what? let's talk about something classic.
Yes.
Mentioning classic, you guys are going to be performing next month up in the Poconos on the 8th Annual Classic R&B Week, and we want to thank you guys for participating in this event, number one.
We want to thank you for having us.
Definitely. Having you guys on there really makes it a true classic weekend, and it's gonna be off the hook. And the people that comes out there are like none other. I mean, they come up and what they love about it is they get chance to hang out with you guys. They get to mingle, get to meet you guys and everything. And we know how they feel, but we want to open the mic and ask you guys, how do you feel when, because you've done the Classic R&B Weekend before, how did you guys feel when y'all was up there in the midst of your fans, not just backstage, on a stage, backstage and out the door? You got to hang out for the weekend. Let's talk about how that atmosphere was.
Oh, we had a ball, actually. I mean, we've done it a couple of times, and the first time we just came up for the show, but the last time we came up for the whole weekend, and it was kind of cool.
The weekend is crazy. That's the thing to do. Do the weekend.
The weekend, right? That's the thing to do?
The whole weekend. Yeah.
You know, some people wait, and they only want to come for just the concert, and they have no idea what they're missing.
Oh, we were upset when we did the concert only. We was like, well, why didn't they tell us to come on Friday?
Oh, man, Friday, it kicks off on Friday, man.
Friday was cool, and we got to hang out with, like you said, people who, you know, enjoy our music and who we've not met before, who wanted to meet us, and we talked, and it's kind of
cool. The weekend is crazy. That's the thing to do. Do the weekend.
The weekend, right? That's the thing to do?
The whole weekend.
You know, some people wait, and they only want to come for just the concert, and they have no idea what they're missing.
Oh, we were upset when we did the concert only. We was like, well, why didn't they tell us to come on Friday?
Oh, man, Friday, it kicks off on Friday, man.
Friday was cool, and we got to hang out with, like you said, people who, you know, enjoy our music and who we've not met before, who wanted to meet us, and we talked and
in
had a good time.
In addition to our peers and the people that we have been honored to be in music with, such as Ray Goodman and Brown and Blue Magic and the Ebonies, and can't wait to meet Carl Carlton. I've never met him before.
Oh, yeah. Mr. Bad Mamma Jamma.
Yeah.
of course, the Unifics are a good friend. So we're, you know, we've gone through our lifetimes and our careers with these people, and so it's always a joy to join them again.
You know what I like is when I'm backstage and I see artists who, even though you're both in the industry together, but yet you're still fans of other artists.
Oh,
and
yeah,
you support
of course.
Other artists. And that's a beautiful thing, because when I see, like, we'd be in objective, I'd be like, oh, man, the Unifics on stage? Oh, man, we got to go hear them.
I mean, don't know what camera to wave at anymore.
All of them. It's about five of them in here. It's about five of them in here. But, yeah, to see, you know, guys run out and say, oh, no, we got to go hear the Unifics. And I'm like, wow. You know, that's just a beautiful thing, man. I mean, and then I see them guys, the older cats, they come out, hey, we got to go hear Russell and them. They on. Mm-hmm. You know, so that's the thing about classic soul, classic R&B music. There's no jealousy. There's no hatred there.
I beg your pardon.
He don't be deep enough backstage. Right?
No, of course there's no jealousy at all. Certainly.
He'd be in front of backstage.
You got to go back. Right. Wonderfully. We are firmly as it were.
Look.
Okay. Okay. What I mean. Of course, there's jealousy in the world everywhere, but there's humbleness in groups. Each of you guys, y'all humble each other and y'all respect each other's talents and stuff.
Yeah, Leroy was only playing.
Yeah.
yeah, I was playing, all right.
Let me turn his mic off for a minute.
Turn it down low.
One of the main reasons we're even in this game at all is because we are music lovers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, there's music inspired us each from the time we were very, very young and made us believe that we could add to it, you know.
Mm.
So when we were inspired by a lot of the groups that, you know, that we rush to make sure that we are able to get a chance to see them, especially when we had a chance to work with the Unifics, over the past 3 years. Of course, the Unifix in particular, the late
Al Johnson, yes,
were a great inspiration to us, man, because they just had such a fantastic.
The only thing
awesome
we didn't do
show.
Was the gloves. We didn't do the gloves,
right?
But we were trying to get every move they did.
You know, what? I hear that from a lot of artists, though, and I was like, wow, the Unifix really did inspire a lot. I mean, I thought the Temptations had some, but I'm hearing years and years people follow the Unifix,
yeah,
and it just blew me away that you know how many groups take a little bit of this, you know, edumacation from the Unifix, man.
Right,
and,
right.
And when I look at them do their show, it was a long time since I seen them, but when I saw them, I mean, I was blown away that to this day they still keep to the chemistry that made them successful way back in the days, the choreography. So they don't care. They still wear the gloves.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, they still do the choreography together. I was just like, now that's
They've always been tight.
Can you imagine what it was like back in the beginning, right. though? I mean, they were flying all over the stage back then.
Yeah, oh, please.
And for me, it was like the three groups that really I had a lot of respect for as performers, and especially in terms of the choreography with Unifix and the Delphonics, even though their choreography was simpler, but it just had so much attitude and style.
I want to see if you leave out.
And the other group that hardly ever seemed to get mentioned when I hear people talking about choreography is other Pips.
The Pips. Oh.
Gladys Knight and the Pips.
Gladys Knight and the Pips.
They was on some killer stuff.
The Pips were so smooth.
You know what I liked about the Pips? Because they had like multi-steps within a step.
Right.
So if you thought you had mimicked them or thought we can do that, they just,
they would completely throw you.
They were awesome.
And they just made the act. You know, because you had Gladys's wonderful, wonderful voice,
mm-hmm.
and then you had their excellent background vocals, but then you had these amazing moves. I remember Friendship Train; they did some that woo woo. Man, I was they started doing it.
You got the wheels of the train, right?
Yeah.
Just to think where that came from.
Who thinks
from?
Of that? You know?
Well, you know that was Charlie Atkins. I think that's the
Charlie
right.
did the Pips
Charlie
too.
Atkins, yeah.
yeah,
he was. Yeah, that's who started doing the choreography. And he was also, I found out, partners with Honey Coles, who was the stage manager at the Apollo for all the years that when we first came out. And they were a big, the Tap Brothers?
The Nicholas Brothers.
They were peers of the Nicholas Brothers back in their day. And we was like, when we met Honey Coles, he's like, oh, yeah, he's in.
And
when I read his history, I was like, wow, he was a star.
It wasn't even until I saw Tap that I really knew how much of an influence he had.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. And Honey was in that, you know.
But Charlie was the one that gave him that choreography.
Right.
Well, mentioning choreography, you guys to this day still amazes me with y'all choreography and your steps and your class. Y'all are just definitely one class act. I got to tell y'all.
Well, I'm amazed too, but probably not for the same reason you are.
Because I was like, choreography. Leroy has his own.
Oh my
God. Yeah, which version of our choreography do you like the best?
Leroy missed a lot of the choreography.
Leroy the Stewart.
But see, it's a unit, though. You see, you each got your own individuality, and you know, it's a unit, but it always come back together as one. That's what I like about it. You know, and
you
no matter
so
what,
kind,
we know Leroy being a world of his own. We know that, but he's always back on time, no matter what. You know, so it's all good, man.
We
it's
still,
all good. Yeah, but we're and, always
and
back on time.
Wait. He's in the world of his own, and that world is oh so entertaining.
I personally love it. You know,
he's still in training though, because you see, he's still looking at his feet to see which way to go.
WHCR 90.3 FM, New York.
Those of you who tuned in late, you're listening to the sounds of Black Ivory. They're here in the studio. They're on their way to the Poconos on November the 8th, but they're going to spend the weekend up there with you guys, the 7th, 8th, and the 9th. And they're going to be on stage along with the legendary Ray Goodman and Brown, Bloodstone, Blue Magic, the Ebonies, Carl Carlton, and the Unifix. So, hey, we want you guys to come on out because I know they're going. I'm not going to tell you what they're going to sing. I already know. I got a little hint, but they're going to surprise you.
A little hint.
Because I know y'all change it up all the time.
Yeah, you have a little insight as to what we're going to.
But nevertheless, the classics will be there. And hey, they will have the new CD there also for the previous recorded CD, the latest one that is available. They will have that there for you this weekend also. And hey, we cannot do the Love Zone without this next track, because it is definitely one that our listeners love. We want to say hello to Hope, who is in the Love Zone. Make sure y'all say hello to her, because she is one of your number one
Hope.
Fans.
Hey, Hope.
I get to talk hello, sometime, Hope.
Oh,
how are you?
Oh, wow. We got Vanessa from the National R&B Music Society.
Oh, Vanessa. Hey, Vanessa. Hello, Vanessa.
Hey, Vanessa.
Hey.
We got to say hello to Corey and Rico. They're on camera. They're up hello. In Idaho Falls.
Hello. Hey, oh, Corey, wow. And Corey and Rico. How yep. y'all doing?
We hey, Candace.
Debbie Russell. Debbie Candace. Is in North Carolina, I you think.
Can I can see all the way to 135th Street.
I got to put on my glasses and Stewart's glasses to see that.
We have Jesse. Jesse's from North Carolina.
Hey, Jesse.
Hey, Jesse.
Hey, Jesse, how you doing?
Who else we got? Is that Renee?
Renee who?
I can't see.
I can't see who's up in the top right hand corner. I'm sorry. I can't see. Next to Hope. Who's on the screen?
Who's that? That looks like Jacqueline. Is that Jacqueline?
Okay. Hey, Jacqueline. I can't see the name on it because it's on the white. But nevertheless,
I need 3 pairs of glasses to see some of these people.
We want to definitely acknowledge some of those who are not on camera. We have
it is Janet
Murph Reed. Who else is not on camera down here?
Not on camera. We got
you got talking to that mic.
Yeah, you're the mic.
Like you do on your show.
What kind of sister you are?
Yeah, really. I'm so used to the headphones with the microphone.
What a gem.
I got to say he's cheap, huh?
No, I got the cheap equipment.
Okay, we got Carla Price's on there. That's Janet Rollins up in
yeah,
there.
Yeah, that's Janet.
Janet's up on webcam. Hey, Janet.
Hi, Janet. How you doing?
We got Catwoman. We got a
whole Catwoman?
Catwoman.
Oh, you got Cliff Perkins?
Cliff in New Jersey.
Yeah.
Nope, that's not Cliff Perkins.
But there's a Cliff from New Jersey.
That's Cliff from New Jersey.
Okay, Cliff from New Jersey.
That's Heathcliff.
Heathcliff. Huxtable.
We got Renee.
Who's that waving?
We got Renee there.
Jose.
Oh, my God. And who else we got?
Tisha Hayes.
Oh, we got my girl Kiki. Hey, Kiki. She just joined over in the corner
Kiki.
There.
Kiki.
How are you?
We going to get that drink on Kiki? Okay. I hear you, girl. And a host of others. So, hey, we're going to come back here, and we're going to bring them back on the mic
DJ.
A little bit later. But, hey, where's DJ at?
Oh, there he is.
What's up, DJ?
What's good?
It's all good, y'all. 90.3 FM. This is a hit that took them to the top, y'all. Keeps getting them royalty checks, y'all. Let's make them some money. Hey, let's play it. You and I, you and I. The 7-minute version. Man, I miss records like that, man. See, that's another thing. That's another thing. They don't make the long versions no more. I mean, it's just not this. That's why we're here, to keep this music alive.
Do you remember Isaac Hayes's?
Please, which one?
Isaac's rap, and by the time I get to Phoenix, wasn't that 19 minutes long or something?
Yeah, that's my lunch break track when I want to just go out. So we can't eat inside here. I'll be like, come on, it's Isaac. Oh, man.
Yeah, but those were cool because they set up the atmosphere of the room. They, you know, they got you into the music just slowly and smoothly and stuff like that. So, you know, you had a lot of time to do a lot of things.
Yeah. While
they were on it. And things were what they were doing, too.
Yes, right? Indeed.
They almost had, no song was shorter than 9 minutes. Right.
Yeah. He only had 4 songs on one album.
And it was like 11 minutes, 15 minutes, 19 minutes. Left. Yeah. I was like, whoa.
Yeah, Barry White would do long ones.
Well,
also,
Let It Be by the Beatles was... No, Hey Jude by the Beatles was over 7 minutes long. You know, so they were... And then MacArthur Park.
That was a short record compared to what we was just talking about then.
But Babyface, Whippoorwill...
Stay In My Corner by the Dells.
That was long, but Babyface, Whippoorwill, 4 hours.
Happy four by hours. Pharrell, 24 hours.
You know, because we played it the entire Love Zone when that came out. Frankie Crocker played it like back to back, like 3 or 4 times, right? And then I came in and I was just cracked out on it. I was like, and again, so we played it 4 hours. Whippoorwill, that was history right there. That don't happen anymore, man.
Yeah, Ken Edmonds is a great, great, great writer, great producer.
Yes.
He really comes up with some really wonderful stuff.
You guys get to sing these songs. I mean, how old is You and I?
You and I came out in 72.
72. And you can't do a show without it, right?
Well, the fans wouldn't be very happy.
I don't think so.
The fans wouldn't be very happy.
I don't think
that's
so.
That's one of their favorites. And, you know, me and Stu were 16 when we wrote that.
Boy, 16 years. Tell me something. When you wrote that, let's keep it real. When you wrote that song, did you have any idea or did you have a feeling that it was going to be one of those that just lasts 40 years? I mean...
We expected it to be bigger than it was.
But wait. On that note, the song being 40 years, how about you guys lasting over 40 years?
Oh, man, don't even
get it. Well, it's definitely a blessing, you know, after all these years, and when we look back and to see how many people that we came up with that aren't here.
Right.
You know, it's a blessing, and it's so precious, not only to still be here, but for us to be together and still be able to make music and still have people interested in listening to us and coming out to see us.
You know, it's something a mutual friend, Vanessa, like when she talks about you guys, right, to anybody, she'd be like, they are the original members. They are the originals. You don't even have a hit. They have originals.
Wow, so, she's not on right now.
I guess you guys won't get an unsung because you're still together.
She knew that was coming, Maurice.
But no, that is a very vital, important point, though. Y'all are the originals, right. You know. Yeah. The originals. No fillings, no substitute. The originals. And that's
not the Baby I'm For Real originals. Bell's originals.
Yeah. Right. The original Black Ivory. Yeah. Like I always say, Black Magic. Yeah. I've got so many magics going on.
Well, I did that one time. I think I called them Blue Magic. I was like,
oh,
Black
Magic. Maurice Starr called us Blue Ivory, was it?
Ivory or was it Black Magic?
I think it was Black Magic.
Black Magic, all right? Yeah, that old Black Magic got me in a spell.
And 3 magicians.
Wow.
But it's amazing that song has endured. Every artist tries to have longevity, you know what I'm saying? Tries to put out something that will be listened to for a very long time. And you know the difference. Certain songs today, you listen to them for the period that they're out, the 6 months or so, and they do very well, and they're very nice songs, right? But 5 years from now, you will not be bringing that record back, or 10 years from now, you will not be playing that record back.
It do not transcend,
you know, so when you have something that transcends time and actually moves, you know, it's still valid today.
Generation
as it was.
To generation to generation.
It's a blessing. That's a real blessing.
But you know what's interesting, though, is, I mean, as classic to us as that song is, a lot of people always ask about I'll Find a Way, The Loneliest Man in Town. For whatever reason, that song touched
that's my
more
song.
People.
I'll Find a Way. Is, I love that
yeah,
song.
A lot of people, that song touched a lot more people than you and I.
Wow.
I try to sing it when I'm cleaning up in the house.
You guys, mentioning generations.
It's hard to clean with all that breaking glass.
That explains a lot about it.
No, but, you know,
I
get
you just feel lonely when you clean it,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I get into a zone and I got to hear good music in order for me to finish sweeping.
Okay.
did you expect the show to go like this well?
Mentioning generations, though.
Oh, yes.
And here's a compliment to you guys because from 89 to 9, y'all have fans. And y'all have a 12-year-old fan that just love himself some Black Ivory.
That's right.
I mean, and Maurice Jr., I mean, he's a young soul, an old soul in a young body, I guess. But he gravitated towards y'all music and your tenor singing. And, I mean, you should see him when he's home. It comes on. No matter what he's doing, when he hear that one of your records come on, it just takes him there. He just goes, you know. Wow. He just goes. So
that's cool.
You
that's
definitely
so
have a fan.
See that too.
You have a fan right there. And
that's the point I was trying to make too. It took me there. You know.
When you were talking about the
took you to the broom.
Yeah,
huh?
You know. I mean, you hear certain music that make you just do things you like I don't normally do.
Right.
You know, and that song has to really hit me for me to just want to just.
Get a
clean
broom.
The whole block.
If you joined us late, you got Black Ivory in the studio. Ken Murphy's here. Evan Wills from the Persuaders Review, the Ultimate Review.
Hey, Evan.
And he's in the house for sure. But hey, they're on their way to the Poconos November 7th through the 9th. They will be up there hanging out with you guys, performing on the big classic R&B concert on the 8th. And hey, they have fans around the world, and they're on Facebook. They're on the social network. Y'all got fan pages, website pages. Give out your Facebook pages, guys.
Hello?
Yeah.
And
some people some people got three of them.
Okay.
He's so popular. He got three.
We have our official Facebook fan page, Black Ivory. Each of us has our own personal pages. Leroy has three personal pages. I have a Stuart Bascom / Black Ivory fan page.
I have three plus the fan page.
You have a fan page now?
Yes. Wow. The fan page has been around since 2010.
Okay, I
knew you had a one fan on it. My brother. My brother Morgan is the...
And that was a stretch, right?
Yeah, he doesn't visit a lot, but, you know.
Wow. And we have a website also.
What's
which
that?
Is, that's blackivory.com.
Okay.
And then we are selling the CD on CD Baby, which is CDBaby/Black Ivory.
Mm-hmm.
And we try to stay...
What's all on the website? What's on Black? What do they get when they come to blackivory.com?
When they come to blackivory.com, first of all, they get
ripped off. No, I'll take it. No, I shouldn't be the one.
Did you turn his mic down yet?
Yeah, it's down now.
Oh,
it's
good.
Down.
All right. Well, you have on the website, you'll have basically everything you ever wanted to know about Black Ivory. Mm-hmm. Blah, blah, blah. Black Ivory.
We've done a Stuart has done descriptions of how certain songs came about, and we've chimed in. We've talked about the origins and what we've done in order to, you know, how the things that we went through as kids in order to get all of this to happen, and it's pretty comprehensive. Videos on it,
right? We have a discography on there, so people can find out what songs we put out, what year they came out.
Yes.
We also have the great photo gallery. We have storefronts for merchandise, for Black Ivory merchandise, a storefront for people to be able to buy Black Ivory music, both Continuum and our Christmas single, Snow.
Christmas single, huh?
Oh, yeah. How
did that get by the Love Zone? I mean,
well, don't make me answer.
You don't have it? You haven't been planning
it? Obviously, I don't, but I think I will have it this year, right?
You will certainly have it this year. You'll have it tomorrow. Okay. I got anything to say about it.
Okay.
What else is on the website? On the website is the calendar of upcoming
tour dates.
Upcoming tour dates. And in addition to that,
like the 8th annual R&B Classic Weekend.
And
an empowerment conference.
Exactly. And I want to let everybody know that this has got to be, if not the, one of the premier R&B events on the East Coast. If you're not coming to the 8th annual R&B weekend, you are missing out on R&B. Let me just put it that way.
Say that again. I like the way that sounds.
If you're not I'm sorry.
Yeah, you talk like you're drunk. Let's do it.
As much as I was stuttering over my words a minute ago, you're crazy. Yeah. No, but if you're not coming to the 8th annual R&B weekend, then you're missing out on one of the premier R&B events in the country, probably the world. You heard it here first.
Hey, so they will be there. Ray Goodman and
Classic
R&B. Hey, Evan,
concert.
You going to be there, Evan?
Definitely. I'm going to be a part of the prelude, the showcase show. I'm doing background for the classic crooner, Greg Rowland, on the Friday night portion.
Oh, great, man. Well, hey, that's Black Ivory, y'all. They're here in the Love Zone. This track we're going to close out with is from the new CD, and it's called Like Falling. And it's right here on the Love Zone. We want to thank the guys for stopping by. Make sure you check out their official website, www.blackivory.com. Check out their Facebook page. Give it a like. It's up on the Black Ivory. The personal pages, it's up on each of their personal names. And you may find three on a certain individual over there who just, one's never enough. He's so popular.
It's a thrill being here. Thanks for having us. We love you so much. And we can't wait to get to the classic weekend, because it's going to be off the hook.
Well, you guys, courtesy of you guys, we have people flying in from California just to see Black Ivory.
All right, just thanks, Hope. Wow.
Just to see Black Ivory, all the way from California. Anybody you want to say goodnight to before you guys leave?
We want to say goodnight to everybody. We want to thank everyone for being so supportive and for, you know, sticking with us and supporting us all these many years. We love each and every one of you. God bless all of y'all. Y'all be safe, and we're going to keep trying to do what we do.
I'd like to thank...
Okay, go.
No, you go.
Okay.
I'll go. I just want to say goodnight to Candace and Tyra. Hope you guys have a good evening.
And I want to say goodnight and thank you to all of our fans that have supported us through the year. In particular, our number one fan, Vanessa Jordan, President and CEO of the National R&B Music Society. Everybody go over to their page and like that, too.
Like it a lot.
You got it, y'all. Thanks for stopping by. We'll see y'all in the Poconos.
God bless y'all.